Welcome to Leading Print Live, the podcast where industry leaders talk about what it takes to thrive in an ever-changing business landscape. Now here's our host, Thayer Long, President of the Association for Print Technologies.
Hi, everybody. My name is Thayer Long. I'm President of the Association for Print Technologies. Welcome to this great issue of Print Pulse. I'm very pleased to have with us today a very special guest all the way from Europe, Tanzima Habib. Tanzima, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Teo. I'm very happy to be here on your podcast.
Great. Tanzima, you are a PhD researcher in the area of color management, and you are doing some really important work and some research. Tell the audience a little bit about the project that you're working on right now.
Sure. So currently, I'm working on developing a color management system for 2.5D printing. So 2.5D, when you say, basically, we are trying to create a surface that varies in height on a substrate. So basically, it is like creating a texture. So now for this as well, we have to create a design, a 3D model of the surface that we would like to print. And then we should have the height map of it and the color map of it. And the printer takes all this information and prints it. We have to match the appearance of the design, the input design, to the output of the print. So how we do it is what I'm researching on. So trying to come up with a workflow that we can use across all platforms and industries, basically.
So Tanzima, a couple things there. So first, you just used the term 2.5D. So, you know, we've heard of 3D, right? That's been really big in print. But 2.5D, is that like a new industry term or has that been around?
I'll say it's fairly new.
Okay.
So it's an evolution that happened because of 2D as well as 3D both. So in this, you can understand that we have two dimensions definitely, that is towards the X coordinate and also printing towards the Y coordinate. But
right.
The Z dimension, we can go only higher on the substrate. We cannot go down. So that is 2.5D.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, cool. That's a new industry term, 2.5D. The research that you're doing is you're wrestling with, you know, how you're managing the color and the visual appearance on those 2.5D surfaces. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
And what's your research telling you right now? What are you finding that would be important for printers and printers' customers right now to understand?
So 2D printing was quite easy to manage because the substrate we use and the ink layer is just planar. It did not have variations. So when we include variation, the way light falls on it and then it is reflected, it varies as the angle of illumination or angle of viewing is different.
Mm-hmm.
That problem wasn't there in 2D. But when it comes to 2.5D, we have to include not just a 0-45 geometry, but all other directional angles. Apart from that, also we have to understand there are problems with the ink layering because we are creating almost a 3D structure. So when we consider that, depending on the angles as we are depositing the ink, there might be artifacts. So how to handle those artifacts and as well as print an appearance that is closer to the simulation, I think is an issue here.
Are you able to predict sort of some of the outcomes? So before it even goes into production, right? Because I can see how beginning to layer and beginning to get that 2.5D texture on that substrate begins to, you know, add, I guess, a complexity, right? To how you're going to view that substrate, right? Because now all of a sudden, you might look at it from different angles and the light's hitting it from a different angle.
Right.
It's a different process to manage. So is what you're researching going to help, I guess, in some way sort of predict a little bit what that outcome is going to be before it goes into production?
Yes, yes. The simulation will definitely help. So apart from having the design output, if we can characterize the printer and understand it,
mm-hmm.
we can basically have an output that is simulating or telling us what the printer would do eventually. But we have to consider many parameters here. So it is like, apart from color, there is translucency to be included. There is also gloss, if because the ink itself has some kind of gloss there. So if we can include all these attributes to characterize the printer and eventually have a total appearance reproduction.
And I would have to think, Tanzima, so, you know, one of the questions is like, well, you know, this is very interesting, right? I mean, you've got, you know, a new way to be able to manage, you know, workflow to predict the color of a 2.5D printed object. It's all interesting. But I guess even more than just beyond being interesting, it's also, it's got to be extraordinarily relevant to right now, because we're seeing customers, right, begin to utilize more of these additional printing technologies, techniques, design techniques for packaging, for other types of specialty print, right? So I would have to think that what you're working on is going to be very relevant to the marketplace going forward.
Yes, definitely. Especially for prototyping, I think it's going to be very helpful for different industries, maybe interior designing or packaging. And if we can have a workflow that can characterize the printer well, then obviously we can save a lot of time and have an appealing appearance that is actually desired by the customer.
Right. Right. So, you know, some of your work, I think, is relevant to the ICC Max, I guess, standard that was created a few years back. Can you tell the audience a little bit about ICC Max and how that applies to the work that you're doing?
Yes, sure. So ICC Max is the new ICC color management architecture. The previous one was ICC version 4. Which I think everyone in the industry have already been using to create ICC profiles. Now, what ICC Max is providing is that it is reducing all the constraints that the previous architecture had. For example, using only D50 illuminant for the colorimetric profile connection space. Now we can actually use other illuminants, and we are not constrained to use D50. Apart from that, the new architecture can also handle spectral data, which is very important, right? Because now we have advanced technologies, we can handle higher dimensional reflectances or higher dimensional data, basically. So spectral data was already in use in the printing industry, for example, to communicate the spectral information of a spot color, to have a consistent reproduction of a brand color, for example. So in that case, we were already using spectral data, but now it can be used within the ICC profile because of the new architecture. One more flexibility is BRDF tag, or able to encode BRDF models inside the profile. So programming is now allowed inside the ICC profile if we use the ICC Max architecture.
And I think that's a really important, you know, point that I wanted to draw out, that the ICC Max really expands the, I guess, application beyond just color, right? You're talking about specular highlights. You're talking about, obviously, you know, still special colors, but we're talking about special effects, right?
Right.
That are being used. And all of these new things that are being driven by the technology, by our manufacturers and suppliers, obviously have an influence on the appearance of the printed product, whatever that is. And then I guess another added consideration is just the variety now of different lighting conditions that are also being developed, right? With LED lights, with different displays that brands are using at the retail level, even, you know, how it's maybe even appearing a bit on your online you know, in your online shopping cart versus how it's going to appear, you know, in a real physical environment. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the ICC Max really begins to, I think, interconnect all these different worlds, and give the brand confidence and ultimately the consumer confidence about the product that they're either selling or purchasing.
Definitely. So now basically we can have more parameters. We can actually expand the way we use to reproduce color into mm-hmm. appearance. And we can actually have better looking and more appealing objects now, or images. So I think, yes.
I think that's great, Tanzima. So let's talk a little bit about you. So you are originally from India, and you have traveled around Europe doing a lot of study, doing a lot of research. You're now located in Norway, finishing up your PhD. What got you into this? I mean, I got to ask, right? I mean, you're a young person, you've got the world in front of you, and you're obviously very, you know, intelligent and very personable. Why color imaging and visual appearance? What was the appeal?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. And I
think well, that's why I asked.
And I think the answer is going to be long. I started as a software engineer. So okay. I completed my bachelor's in computer engineering. But I was always interested in color in the sense that I do like painting, I do like design, I do like art. So I was always interested in color, something I always noticed. But I never thought of working into color someday. But then I went ahead and did a master in geoinformatics, where I understood image processing, but satellite image processing that has nothing to do with color or the visual.
Wow. that's awesome.
Yes. And after that, when I understood digital imaging, and then I could merge color, and I started enjoying and playing around with it. And I found during that time, I also found about this color science, and I was really interested in it. And I thought the best way to learn would be to actually do a master in color science. And that's how I came to Europe. And then I got the exposure in color science, and especially I worked with Phil Green. So he is quite well known in the color science community. And that is when I got interested after taking courses from him, especially cross-media color reproduction and color management, advanced color management. So that led me into the printing industry as well, because my thesis, I finally did it in HP Barcelona, and it had to do with printing. Although I used a lot of machine learning with color science, but at least I got to play around with industrial printers. And that was my first exposure to printers. And wow. Finally, I decided to do a PhD in the same field.
So what I'd like to draw out there is that it sounds like also an extraordinarily creative person, right? So you're an artist, but you've been able to bridge the gap over into more of a scientist. And what I like about your story in particular, Tanzima, is you sort of illustrate, I think, the fact that there is a tremendous amount of creativity in the print industry. And one of the soapboxes I get on all the time is the fact that printers are often very good at efficiency. They're good at manufacturing. They're good at producing, right? It's a very, still a sort of a very industrial age type of an industry that we're in. But the future really lies in creative application. And I think that, you know, not to kind of go off on a different tangent here, but the future of our industry depends upon the ideas that we're able to bring to our customers. And that's a very creative process that needs to occur versus a sort of a manufacturing process. And the work that you're doing, I think, really is going to help support that creative side, right? Because now with the different technologies, it's going to enable ideas to come to life. And in order for that idea to come to life, it's going to need a really solid, you know, color management architecture, visual appearance architecture. So it's just a really interesting how your sort of story is I think very representative of the future of the industry. The work that you're doing, you've provided some great highlights here, but you're going to be going into this in more detail at the upcoming ICC DevCon conference coming up, you know, later this year. Share a little bit about the DevCon with the audience.
Sure. DevCon is a very exciting place to be if you are into color management. So I'm definitely looking forward to connecting with people, especially mm-hmm. color experts. And also because of the workshops, you get to learn new things and also update yourself about what is going on in the field right now. Apart from that, I will say there are many seminars which are interesting personally to me. And also, since I am also part of this ICT DevCon, and I'll be talking about how to implement or use ICC Max for a particular reproduction or color reproduction problem. And also, there will be two seminars. One will be about spectral reproduction and the use cases, and probably in the future, we might even venture into spectral color management. And the other seminar would be about ICC Max and BRDF encoding that I have already done in my research till now.
That's awesome. So it sounds like it's a great place to learn for industry experts to get together. And it sounds like you're doing a lot of great work to really advance the industry and the applications that the industry has. And it's certainly expanding, I think, beyond just, I think, what people have traditionally thought of as print. And the ICC DevCon, just so everybody knows, is going to be held over a series of several days, November 16th through the 21st. And Tanzima, you're going to be a guest speaker there. So that's wonderful. So Tanzima, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. I think the work, even for a non-color scientist like myself, I think is absolutely fascinating because I think it doesn't take a whole lot for people to see just the application that this is really going to have on essentially everything that it surrounds us. You know, I'm looking around right now where I'm sitting and I'm looking at, you know, all different sorts of objects that have a print application on it that are going to be impacted by the work that you're doing. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for being with us today on the program.
Thank you, Thier. And I would definitely say, please explore ICC Max and see what exciting things you can do.
I love it. Thanks, Tanzima.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Leading Print Live podcast. Check out the most recent edition of Leading Print magazine at leadingprint.org. To learn more about AP Tech, visit aptech.org. And thank you for listening.